Now we get a chance to go to the University Dogs hotlines and check in with Dr. Keisha Gaither or Gaither, Keisha?
Gaither. Keisha Gaither.
Doctor,
hi.
How are you? Dr. Keisha Gaither joins us. Where are you living at? Where are you at right now, Keisha? How's the weather?
Well, right now it's kind of cloudy. We've had some rain for the last 2 days, and I'm in the Big Apple. I'm in New York.
New York, okay. So you know, there's a hustle and a bustle for sure.
Absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about you know, we're talking about vitamin deficiencies and things like that. What's the heart of your message today?
What's the heart of what? I didn't hear that.
Of your message.
Well, the heart of my message today is that vitamin deficiencies can wreak havoc on your health. The main thing that I want to get across is that particularly vitamin D does the body good.
Mm-hmm.
For those people that live in environments where there's limited sun, you might be at risk. Vitamin D is made in a person's skin. People of color, people who are living in environments where there's limited sun, for instance, in the city where we've got high rises, we've got limited exposure to the sun because we're in the office all day or taking underground transportation, you are particularly at risk for a vitamin D deficiency. As being a perinatologist, which is a high-risk OBGYN doctor, mm-hmm. It's really important to me because lack of vitamin D has been linked to an increased risk of having preterm births. So for me, in my arena, I find this very important, and I think it's an important message to get across, because preterm labor is the bane of the existence of a lot of OBGYNs. It costs the United States a lot of money, and, you know, vitamin D supplementation is really inexpensive, and if it helps in decreasing this, particularly as it relates to perinatal morbidity and mortality, I think it's an important message to get across.
Is the premature birth and lack of vitamin D, is that kind of a new finding, or is this just something that most new moms are being told?
This is a relatively new finding.
Okay.
There's been some research out there that shows that supplementation is important in decreasing the incidence. Certainly, it's one part of a puzzle. I think that the incidence of preterm labor is a puzzle. There are many things that go along with it.
Gotcha.
However, this being part of a puzzle that can readily be evaluated and treated, and particularly in an inexpensive way, I think it's important to really get out there.
I think, you know, but on top of that, you know, being, of course, you're an OBGYN, so that is a big piece of it. But everybody needs the vitamin D. And then you tell us also,
absolutely.
You tell us also a little bit about, I think it was B12 and what else?
Well, back to vitamin D, because I really think out of all of them, this is the big one.
Okay.
Vitamin D is really important for your cardiovascular health. It's important for your bone health. It's important for your mental health, as deficiencies can preclude to depression. It can preclude to osteoporosis and cardiovascular disease. So even though I am, you know, a high-risk OBGYN doctor, vitamin D is good for everybody.
Yeah.
So that's the message that I want to get across. Now, for vitamin B12, vitamin B12 is really important as far as making red blood cells and in helping to make the DNA that, you know, basically makes our body run. If you're in an urban environment, vitamin B12 levels can be affected by the pollution that's in the air, can decrease your levels, and certainly preclude you to, you know, vitamin B12 deficiency where you're anemic or, you know, have other nerve-related issues. So that's really important to get across. Vitamin C, as we all know, that's the really, I call it the sunshine vitamin, because we all know that vitamin C helps to kind of combat colds, particularly in the wintry season. It's also good for the skin. So for you ladies out there that really don't want to have the wrinkles come upon you, vitamin C is really good as far as keeping your skin supple, keeping the hair lustrous. So that's another important point that I think it's really good to get across. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I didn't want to cut you off.
No, I was going to say there is a website by the name of nutrientpower.org, which has a lot of information on the various vitamins and the deficiencies. And, you know, it provides information as to various studies, particularly for a vitamin D study nationwide, looking at, you know, how are we doing as a nation as far as our deficiencies, particularly for vitamin D. Vitamin D is something that you can assess yourself. There's an opportunity for you, if you wish to get a kit, so you can check your own vitamin levels as opposed to, you know, asking your doc. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Okay. All these are pretty simple nutrients that you could just walk into our own Dale South Lake Pharmacy here, right?
Right, and inexpensive. That's the great part about it.
Starting with vitamin D, is there a way to know you don't have enough before you test?
Certainly, I think if you're feeling tired a lot, that might be something that you might want to check out.
Okay, gotcha. Tell me, again, that was nutrientpower.com.
Nutrientpower.org.
.org. So, okay, that sounds good. You know, and again, nutrientpower.org for that, Dr. Keisha Gaither. Anything else you want to touch on?
I think that's pretty much it.
Okay.
So, and being an OBGYN, I really want to get this message out to my pregnant ladies out there.
Gotcha. Keisha is K-E-C-I-A. Gaither is G-A-I-T-H-E-R. You do have a website.
I do have a website. It's KeishaGaither.com. I'm on Facebook, and I have a Twitter handle at KeishaGaitherMD.
Perfect. Again, Keisha is K-E-C-I-A. Well, it's great having a chat with you. You know, hopefully we get a chance to check in again, Dr. Gaither, and we'll talk to you again.
Okay, thank you so much for having me. You have a great day.
From New York City, Dr. Keisha Gaither.